I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. He has said that photography is a portal to activism and knowledge. Shubhankar Banerjee is an internationally known writer, environmental activist, and scholar. He is also an extraordinary photographer. Several of his large-scale photographs of Arctic Alaska are now on view at the UNM Art Museum. Professor Banerjee chairs the university's Land Art of the American West program, and he is with us now. Shubhankar Banerjee, welcome.
Thank you, Spencer, for having me.
Many people's assumptions about the Arctic, its supposed emptiness, are going to be challenged by these photographs. Was that one of your intentions?
That was, because politically, the pro-oil development politicians have described the place as flat, white nothingness, frozen wasteland of snow and ice. So I thought art could be a wonderful visual language to challenge these perceptions. And I selected a motif very early on, color, through which various ecological relations can be highlighted. So that's what we are doing in the exhibit.
And one of the ways of looking at these photographs is the beauty of a monochromatic palette.
That's precisely right. So I started thinking very hard, how can I make a photograph with just one color? So you see white only, white and brown, white and blue. So it's built through that idea in mind. The spare aesthetic, spare but still ecologically incredibly rich, both its biodiversity and cultural richness.
Many of these amazing shots are aerial shots. How did you take these photographs?
They were taken from small airplanes. And it's crazy to have a Cessna and the entirely open door in minus 45 degrees with wind blowing at 60 miles an hour, 100 below zero wind chill. But I was spending an enormous time on the land, building an understanding and spending time with the indigenous people. And because of its flatness, aerial view is a way that I thought would be a good way to apprehend some of these.
So part of the time that you spent on the land was determining what area you wanted to photograph from above.
That's correct.
From a very young age, you were intrigued by making art, and the art led you to activism. What is the connection between making art and making a statement?
For me, from the beginning, I have had no interest in art for art's sake. Not that that is not important. It is very important to have art for art's sake. So I appreciate that. But for me, increasingly, as things like human-caused climate change, human-caused sixth extinction, and myriad other human-caused problems that are wiping out the ecological fabric of our planet, art, I feel, has a strong role to play in helping us change direction, in helping us to understand, apprehend, and then take action. So art for me and activism for me got enmeshed very early in my work. So this exhibition, you see the first subtitle, the first text, it says activism, photographs, and writing. So the two come together. All three come together.
Photographs of Arctic Alaska by UNM Professor Shubhankar Banerjee are on view at the UNM Art Museum in Albuquerque. Long Environmentalism in the Near North runs through November 11th. More from Professor Banerjee at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.